It's time for another Castle Country Focus update. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning, I've got Amanda from the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Amanda, how are you today?
I'm so well, Dave. Thanks for having me on today.
Anytime, anytime. Let's just cut to the chase. What's going on with the Chamber this month?
You know, it's time for Good News Minute. We love to push out positive spotlights on what's happening in the Chamber. And, of course, always encourage any business in the area. If you are not a Chamber member, there's been a ton of great changes, positive improvements that have happened over the years. And we encourage you to join. We have a lot of affordable packages. So if you want to join the Chamber, remember the number is 636-2788 and talk to Desiree, who is our amazing leader. We have got our Chamber luncheon coming up, and that is going to be, it looks like, Thursday, the 21st of March, happening at the Tuscan. They're going to be our lovely hosts this month. And this one is everybody's favorite. It's a networking lunch. I'm actually in charge of it, and I haven't quite decided what the topic will be yet. But I'll throw this out. I won't make everybody have assigned seating, so don't worry about that. I feel like everybody stresses when they don't get to sit by people they know.
But isn't that the point of networking?
It is. I'm gonna split people up a little bit, but you know.
All right.
Can't have a full table of just your business, but you know, we'll switch some things up. We've been throwing around some fun topics and stuff regarding marketing that might help you guys as business owners, managers in the community walk away with fresh new ideas. That's the whole point of networking luncheons, and to also, like you said, Dave, get to know your fellow business owners and how you guys may be able to collaborate in business.
And, you know, last month we had Colleen in and we kind of talked about that. That is really the point of the Chamber of Commerce, is to just get these businesses together and kind of row the boat in one direction, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what I really encourage all of us at the Chamber encourage. And of course I know every entity who's involved in marketing is networking, is, you know, don't reinvent the wheel. Talk to your fellow neighbor and find out what's worked, what hasn't, and how we can make things better. That's what we're all about in the community. And there's been so many great things happening that, you know, a lot of these business owners, they're not just waiting for good things to come to them. They're ready to pave the path.
And go out and find them.
Yes. So, of course, Chamber Luncheon starts at noon, goes from 12 to 1. Networking, like I said, so super laid back. We're going to have great food. We're going to be hearing business spotlights from USU Eastern Cosmetology as they speak about some of the new programs that they have implemented. Also, their scholarship program. They award upwards of $8,000 a year in scholarships to students enrolled in the USU Eastern Cosmetology program. And then, of course, touching on their Women's Expo that will be coming up the 1st of April that helps fund that scholarship program. And another great business spotlight that we have for March is going to be Billy Vigor with Farmers Insurance.
There you go.
About him and what he has to offer.
Perfect. So that is, once again, that is the Chamber Luncheon. It's coming up on the 21st. It's going to be at the Tuscan from noon to 1 o'clock. If people want to be involved in that, get a hold of Desiree, I would assume, at the Chamber office.
You got it, buddy. And then we just have one last topic that we're pretty excited about. We launched it last year, and it seemed to be a huge success, not only for the businesses who were involved in the program, but also, more importantly, for our youth. Everybody's always saying, summertime, it's difficult. It's difficult. What do we do with our kids when we're at work or whatever else? How do we encourage them to get out, be involved? Well, the Passport program is designed to encourage our youth, our families, to get out, be involved in activities right here in our own community, as well as step into local businesses that maybe they've never visited before. So what the general premise is if you would like to be involved with the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce Snapshot Passport, you do need to call Desiree. And, of course, that number again is 636-2788. We have different options for you. But what you can do is adopt an activity. And that activity will encourage students from all over Carbon County to come into your business after they have completed it, whether it's go for a hike, go to one of these multiple community events in the community, go camping, different things like that. Once they've completed that, they bring their little passport that they received at school before the end of the school year into you. You stamp it, and then we have a huge party at the end of the summer with tons of giveaways. All the business owners are invited who have participated, and then, of course, all of the kids and families. And we reward them for getting out and being involved. So it's a great way to get your business recognized and show that you care about your community and the families that live here.
And, you know, and it's fun for the kids, too, whether they want to admit it or not. Kids need to be outside, too. Get out and do stuff and go have fun.
Do. I mean, it's just what summer's about, you know, and it's really hard to just stay inside when parents are at work and all that kind of stuff, you know. But this is going to hopefully give structured activities to the children and the families to keep us all a little motivated so that we don't forget that it is summer and
perfect.
We need to be supporting our own community. So if you'd like to be involved in that, we are wanting to launch the passport to all of the schools first week of May. So we have about a month and a half to be collecting all the businesses who would like to adopt a activity. So just once again, call Desiree at the Chamber, 636-2788, and you should be all set to go.
Sounds like Desiree's going to be a pretty busy lady.
She always is. We're always like, hey, Des, you want to do this? She's like, sure.
Why not, right?
Please.
All right, Amanda. Hey, thanks for checking in with us this morning. We'll get this taken care of, and thank you for the Chamber, really. They do so much for so many businesses in the area and promoting small business in Carbon and Emery County. So.
Well, and thanks to you, Dave, and Council Country Radio for helping us get the word out continuously. So we appreciate it, and we hope you all have a great day.
Thanks. I'll let you get back to your meeting now. Have a good one.
You too. Talk to you later.
Okay. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.